Joining us now is Predators defenseman Ryan McDonough. Ryan, really appreciate your time and appreciate you joining us this morning. We were just discussing, kind of your role on this team, how Barry Trotz wanted to bring in players that were serial winners, that he wanted to establish a sense of leadership in this locker room. And that is the role that you've assumed, not just on the ice, but off the ice as well. And looking at a team that has a lot of youth, when you've gone through some highs and some lows, you had the highest of the highs in Dallas on Friday, and then you play hard, you're not able to come up with a win against the defending Stanley Cup champions on Tuesday night. So or Monday night rather, excuse me. How do you view your role as a leader on this team and keeping this team focused on the goals ahead, even in some ebbs and flows of the season?
Yeah, no, for sure. Obviously, you remember as a young player how much the swings happen, like you talked about, and you try to make sure that those ups and downs don't affect guys too much, and you don't want things to snowball kind of in either direction, to be honest with you. As I've learned, obviously, you win a couple games, you want to make sure you're still playing the right way and winning games in the right fashion, so to speak. And obviously, when you lose games, you don't want things to snowball if you're not doing things the right way either. So, you look at each game as a opportunity to improve and get better and try to get more consistent. And, our group has done a great job of sticking together and really just trying to rally around different moments. Obviously, it's not perfect at times, and we have games where, we're not playing nearly as well as we should or up to the standard that we want to hold each other accountable to. But overall, I've just loved the way we've responded, whether it's going well and things are positive or if it's not going well either.
It has seemed that this team, and really Andrew Brunette as well, can never get too high, never get too low. After a couple of losses, you don't let yourself kind of wallow in it. After a couple of wins, it's not, getting too high or getting too ahead of yourselves. How are you as a team able to stay so focused and so grounded?
Yeah, I think he just realized in today's NHL, I mean, there's just no time to waste as far as either having negative energy or like I said, getting complacent. So whatever the day calls for, day off, practice, or game day, you've got to have your focus in the right state of mind. And I think that's just what our group's done a good job of. Like I said, is just taking what the day has given us here and trying to be as prepared as we can each game, and our practices have been about as high paced and tempoed practices all year as far as my career. Our practices have been up there as far as the pace and play that we want to play with in a real game, and we try to emulate that in all the drills that we do. And I think it's been really effective for both young guys and veteran guys like myself to try to stay up to speed, because this game today is a fast-paced game, and if you're not able to make plays at a high level and high speed and think the game fast, it's gonna be tough for you to win games. So I think we've just been focusing on each day and trying to make the best of it, whether it's a practice day off or game day.
We're talking with Ryan McDonough, Nashville Predators defenseman. Now, Ryan, it's right about that midway point of the season. You had your ups and downs in the first half. What is it going to take in the second half to continue to play or even play better than what you have the first half of the season?
Yeah, I think we've definitely found what gives our team the best chance to win. We first and foremost, we've got to be skating. We've got to be skating fast, whether we have the puck or not. We always talk about back checking and tracking, and once we get that puck back, we attack fast and catch teams out of position. And for us, it's taking that next step and having every detail down to a perfection, so to speak, or close to it with 5-on-5, and then you go to special teams, power play and penalty kill. The power play opportunities are going to get less and less as the year goes on. It's just the way it goes. You might only get one or two looks a game, and you've got to be prepared and try to capitalize on them. And same with the PK. Power plays are improving throughout the season, and they're getting better and better, and so your PK has just got to be that much sharper and that much more effective, because that can be a big momentum change within a game and stuff. So I think just fine-tuning our situations and our details, and like I said, trying to take that next step and just really execute while playing at a high pace.
Now, also with the younger guys, is this right around the time where you start to see the younger guys start to sort of gravitate to you or some of the older players to sort of ask them, for advice as the season continues? Because, this is a long, grueling season and you've been through it many years, but these young guys, it's some of their first times going through a long season. So is this a time where those young guys kind of, pick your brain about certain things?
Yeah, I think so. I think obviously just try to set the tone each day you want to make sure that everybody's in a stress-free environment. Playing professional sports is a high-pressure situation. These young guys are trying to make a name and trying to make a career for themselves and make an impact and impressions and all that sort of things. You want to make sure they're comfortable within the room. They can be themselves. They can go out and just play. And I think that's been a big thing with all our veterans, is just trying to help guys feel comfortable, make sure they're enjoying playing the game, enjoying playing in the NHL, because it's, the greatest league in the world, and you don't get many opportunities to play as a young guy and make an impression. So I think our group has done a great job of just creating a locker room where everybody can say something if they want to say something, and do something if they want to do something, and like I said, just play the game that they want to play and they need to play for us to be an effective team.
Ryan McDonagh is with us, defenseman for the Predators. They take on the LA Kings tomorrow night. Excuse me, guys. Ryan, one thing I noticed in the Vegas game, you guys, I heard Barry Trotz say this. You guys were nearly perfect in the first 15 minutes. They barely got to your end of the ice there, and you guys got into a lot of good scoring territories. But I noticed how good Vegas is defensively at being able to guard that high danger area between the circles in the slot. What makes them so effective in that area?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you look at a lot of things. I mean, they've certainly got a good coaching staff, made a great game plan, and they're a big physical team. A lot of size on that team, and guys with long, rangy sticks that take away time and space from you. We talked about it before. It's going to be tough to get on the inside and tough to make plays against them. So, it might not be the pretty play that ends up being how you score a goal, and came about with, unfortunately, our one and only goal was just, getting a shot through, getting a tip on it, and as opposed to a tic-tac-toe play. So that's a veteran team over there. Obviously, they've won before. They know what it takes. They know the importance of being well defensively and having your offense come off of that. And I think our group, does that as well. I thought we played a really hard game against them. Had just as many chances against them and played well in front of juice too. And, like I said, didn't capitalize enough on some of our looks. And like I talked about before, our power play had a few more opportunities than them. Would have liked to cash in there and try to, get the game in our favor there too. So I still loved our effort, our skating, our pace, our intensity. Guys were engaged. That's what we talked about, having a great start. So we can definitely build on that and hopefully jump out to an early lead and kind of keep the game going in our way that way, hopefully tomorrow night.
Ryan, one thing I'm noticing about the system that you guys are playing this year, just the results. I noticed a lot of games last year where the top teams in particular, many times it was hard to contain them and hold them under 35 or 40 shots. And sometimes on certain nights, you were really having to lean heavily on UC Saros. I'm seeing that happen a lot less. It looks like you guys, with the way you guys are playing, and you just described it to DeMace, kind of putting teams back on their heels more. There's a lot less of those nights where it seems like you guys are really in your own end a lot.
Yeah, and again, that's kind of the way our system's built too. We're not playing a man-on-man in our D zone, and running around, running away from the net just to chase our guy around the zone. We're told as defensemen not to kind of leave our quadrant around the net, protect that area, and I think that's helping us. Maybe a team gets a shot, maybe one shot, but we're there, we're around the net to get to the rebound quick and not get those long sustained pressure shifts in our own end and stuff. So, and like I talked about, we want to be on the attack too. We want to try to take away the puck before it even gets back to our zone, so teams, can't even get shots going against us. That's, our forwards have been really tracking hard all year and doing a good job of that. So, it's kind of a, an effort between our system and the way we want to play and our mindset as far as, you know, getting up and out of our zone quick, not trying to make a pretty play per se out of our own zone, just putting pucks to areas where our forwards are really skating and putting teams on their heels. It's just allowed us not to have to spend as much time in our zone, which has been fun.
You've been playing some with Luke Shen, and you go back with him. He had a real significant injury right at the start of the season, which makes it tough for any player. But it looks like every week he's making more and more progress and getting more comfortable with where he fits in this. What are you seeing from him?
Definitely. I mean, obviously, you know, I have a ton of respect for Luke, the way he plays, the way he's physical, the way he stands up for his teammates there. You know, the other night when it wasn't going great against Anaheim, you know, does his best to try to get the momentum back on our side with a fight there. I mean, the guy's just he's played a ton of hockey, so he knows what it takes to win and what he needs to do to try to be effective and help the team in any way. He'll do that. Yeah, he's definitely getting more comfortable. Anytime you get a lower body injury, it affects your skating like that. Like I said, today's game is about skating, so it takes you a little bit longer than maybe it used to get up to speed and play, you know, the way you need to play as a defenseman in today's game. But, yeah, it's been fun being paired with him here. Obviously, we have some good chemistry. We can talk things out, get on the same page, and, you know, we definitely try to keep it simple out there and take pride in being hard to play against in our own zone.
Last one before I got to ask you about one more of your teammates, because this guy every night, I just have these moments where I'm saying, my gosh, he's just done it again. Jeremy Lauzon is just crumpling people up and just, I feel like somebody's going to go sports at some point. He's just getting these great hits, but it's not really for show too. It's just very textbook. It separates the man from the puck. It's the right play, but I mean, he really looks like he's improved as much as anybody on the team this year.
I would agree for sure. I mean, he has become a force out there and done it in the right fashion. Like you said, some guys can run around, take hits, try to take guys' heads off, get out of position, give up a goal, or take a penalty. And I think Lauzon's right on that fine line and on the right side of that line, you know, 99% of the time. And so it's been, you know, huge to see him just gain so much confidence. You know, you see him not only trying to make plays in the D zone, but he's getting up in the offensive zone, making plays, scoring goals this year. And like I said, just been really consistent in his reads, not forcing anything, but taking the game that comes to him and trying to make an impact. So he's been a huge part of our start this year, and we're going to need him to continue that down the stretch here for sure.
Talking with Ryan McDonough, a Nashville Predators defenseman. Ryan, this franchise, this team has undergone a lot of changes since you've arrived. New coach, new system, new general manager from last year to this season. So maybe what are some of the biggest changes that you've noticed from last year to this year, now that we're about halfway point through the season?
I mean, yeah, like I said, it's a whole new staff, new players. That you know, that obviously stands out first and foremost. You know, Barry's been around a handful of times, a lot of times as a GM, just trying to see how guys are, you know, going about their season, trying to help in any way. I think that's been huge to have Barry around, and, you know, obviously been on the coaching side for many years and kind of knows what us players are feeling, kind of whether it's a win or a loss, kind of knows what we're going through and can be there to help us and be a support line and like I said, try to help us in any way to help the facilities and what we need to get better as a team and help be as prepared as we can for games. So I think it's just been a collective effort, you know, from the players, training staff, coaches, management, all trying to be on the same page here to most importantly, just win hockey games. That should be our goal. That should be your franchise's goal is what do you need to do to win games tonight? What do you need from us? And what do you need the players to bring? What do you need the training staff to bring? Coaches, you need extra video meetings. What do you need from us? It just seems like the outreach from everybody to try to help this team win a game has just gone through the roof. And that makes it fun as a player. No matter how many years you played, how many games you played, you want an organization that's, you know, mindset is to win hockey games and not just show up and see what happens and go about our business casually. It's been intense in the right fashion. We've had some fun along the way, and we'll continue to try to win as many hockey games as we can here down the stretch and give ourselves a chance to make the playoffs.
Last one before we get you out of here. What do you think that this team as a whole has improved upon from the beginning of the season till now? I mean, what are one thing or a couple of things that you think this team can improve upon from now until the end of the season to potentially make a playoff push?
Yeah, I mean, I think early on in the season, you're kind of finding your whereabouts as a team, finding your chemistry. I think early on when things would go wrong, we would kind of just accept them. And, you know, just kind of move on and not try to impose our will back and try to take it back from teams. And now, you see us getting a little more frustrated in the right fashion as far as going out, trying to take the game back over when it's not in our favor. And I think that's what happens over the course of a season. You know, you hope that kind of mindset develops with the team. Because you know it's not going to be perfect, and obviously there's good teams out there, good players that are going to make things happen against you. But how do you respond to that? And I think we've really handled, negative things, losses, like I talked about, giving up a goal early in the game. I think we're really finding how to respond to that in the right fashion as far as going out and taking the game back over, trying to get back into the game. What do you need to do? The little things like that, little plays, whether it's a fight, a good forechecking shift, all those things kind of add up as far as getting the momentum back on your side and getting back into a hockey game. And I just think we're doing a great job not accepting like losses or goals against within a game. So it's fun to see that transition of our team, and we feel like we're never out of a game.
Ryan McDonough, Predator defenseman. Ryan, really appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us this morning, and good luck tomorrow against the Kings.
All right, thanks, guys. Be safe there in Nashville.